Well, we have a guest joining us this morning by phone. Amy Anstey is with us this morning. She's a public health nurse with Cass County Public Health. Amy, good morning.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Thank you for your time. Healthy, that's the good thing.
Yes, that is a very good start.
Well, I know we've talked a lot with Beth Olson, the Director of Public Health, over the last many months about, I'm pretty sure you can guess what we've largely been talking about, but we've also visited about other things, too. It's a difficult time right now as we get into the winter season, where we normally see a lot of upper respiratory things floating around anyway.
Absolutely. So, yes, looking at having very similar symptoms with COVID-19, of course, and those upper respiratory shortness of breath, cough, and congestion, and all of those things that also come with having COVID. So seeing lots of the same things and hoping we can help folks out getting their flu vaccine.
Yeah, I want to talk about some other things too, but we want to get to the flu vaccine because that was the whole point of us visiting today. I got a note here from Public Health. And that's what you want to talk about, is that you have an awful lot of supply of the flu vaccine right now, correct?
We do. So Iowa Department of Public Health sent us a bunch of flu vaccine so that we could get those out to the general public and try to make sure that all of our folks here in Cass County or surrounding counties even have access to that, whether you have insurance or you're underinsured or uninsured. We have the vaccine for free. So just wanting to get as many people in and get them vaccinated as possible. Again, especially with COVID and those having similar symptoms. And so hoping that we can protect as many people against getting influenza as possible.
Yeah. Are there certain categories, I guess, of folks who are eligible for the free vaccine, or is that free to everyone?
It's for everyone in the community, so and surroundings, so you don't have to be from Cass County, but we'd like to get as many people in and get those vaccines as we possibly can.
Okay. Why are people not taking advantage of that?
I am not exactly sure. I think several people that I've talked to have gotten their vaccines early, so perhaps they already did that either at the clinic or their doctor's office or Rex Pharmacy or Hy-Vee or wherever they happen to go. So for those folks that have insurance and are able to do that, so we just are trying to get anybody that it hasn't had it yet this season, and it's definitely not too late.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's not too late. It does take a couple of weeks for it to take effect, though, doesn't it?
It does. So trying to get folks in and get them done before Christmas time.
Well, I know it's the holiday season. People are rushed. Ah, let's face it. We're always rushed, right? We always have things we could do. But how long would it take for someone to stop by, perhaps, and do that? What's the process? Do you want them to call ahead?
It would be great to call ahead. There are two nurses, myself and another nurse that work here. And so just to make sure that one of us is here. So it does help to call ahead and make an appointment, although if somebody wanted to stop in, they sure could. All we do is have them fill out a consent form, and then it takes about 5 minutes total from door to door.
Okay. Yeah, I know I had mine earlier this year. It didn't take very long at all. And, there were no issues whatsoever with me stopping in to get that flu vaccine. Are there good reasons for folks not to get the flu vaccine?
Unless it's contraindicated by their physician or by their provider, I would say no.
Okay, so pretty much just about everybody can do that. Okay, well, we've been talking a lot, as you alluded to up front, about COVID this year. We're waiting on vaccines there too. We want to make sure people understand and don't confuse the two. We don't have any of that vaccine around here yet. It hasn't been quite approved yet, but that shouldn't stop anyone from taking care of that flu shot.
No, definitely. I would recommend getting the flu shot, again, as soon as possible, as soon as they're able to get in and make sure they're covered for the influenza. And then, as soon as we get the COVID vaccine, but that'll be, it's a different thing. And so there's no contraindication or no reason not to do the flu vaccine now and get that done and then be ready for when we have that COVID vaccine in.
Okay. And Amy, I want to throw this out at you too, because I've heard
yes.
folks say this before that I don't want to get a flu shot because I did one time and I got sick right away. And I just think it gives me it gets me sick. And talk a little
sure.
bit about that, because it's not an active vaccine. It's not an active virus that they're injecting, correct?
That's correct. So what actually happens with that is that our body has an immune reaction, which we want it to that flu vaccine. So we want to build up antibodies is what we're trying to do. We're trying to get our immune system to attack that virus and build up some antibodies so that at that point, hopefully we either can avoid getting the flu altogether or we have a mild case. So you might have a little bit of fever or muscle aches, cough, that kind of thing, but it's something that you would get over fairly quickly and not have any other issues with it. So with that, what we're trying to do is get that immune response. So if you come down with a little bit of something, that's just your body reacting to that vaccine. Much like when we vaccinate our children, that they could get a little bit of a temperature, they get a little bit fussy, we have a sore arm or a sore leg. All of those things are very common and expected. Also, what can happen with our bodies then is if we have already a little bit of a cold or a little bit of something coming on, it can trigger that response too, and then your body reacts to that. So again, flu vaccine is not going to give you the flu. It's not going to cause the flu, but it can trigger us to have some of those immune responses.
Okay. Nothing serious. To worry
Nothing
too much
serious,
about.
No.
All
nope,
right.
Absolutely not.
Very
yeah.
good. Now, in a time where we talked about COVID earlier, we are seeing lots of activity with that as well. Is it even more important perhaps this year to make sure that you keep yourself healthy? Can that compound things if you do come down with the flu or something else if you would be exposed to COVID?
Sure. So it's definitely a great idea to get vaccinated with for the flu this year, especially with COVID. And again, it's two different viruses. So COVID-19 and influenza, either A or influenza B, all different viruses. So it is possible that you could have both at the same time. So again, getting that flu vaccine and knowing that you have that protection gives us just even more that we wouldn't necessarily have to have the flu on top of having COVID, but you sure could, which is why, again, CDC and Iowa Department of Public Health are really pushing for folks to get that flu vaccine so that you know that you're at least immunized for that this year.
Understood. Makes a lot of sense. Well, a lot of folks have been coming to health facilities these days, sometimes maybe for symptoms they would normally not go to the hospital for, to be checked out on a sore throat, the sniffles, maybe a prolonged headache, things that they would normally just take in stride because of what we've heard so much about this year. So you've got a lot more things to kind of work your way through this cold and flu season than normal.
We do. So, and again, if anybody's having any of those symptoms, definitely would recommend getting tested for COVID. But we're going to start seeing, I think, providers here shortly running both. So they'll do a flu swab and a COVID swab just to figure out what we're seeing exactly. Or if, again, either one of those are negative, then maybe we really can just chalk it up to a cold, but I definitely would recommend getting tested, especially as we're coming into, getting right into flu season here coming through. So
you bet. Well, and we shouldn't have to remind folks, but the seasonal flu is a serious thing. You can get very, very ill, hospitalized,
yes.
even die from the seasonal flu. So it is a serious thing that you should keep on top of. Don't put it in the back pocket because COVID's on your mind. That needs attention too.
Right. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So again, definitely would recommend getting tested. And like I said, I foresee providers just running both tests here coming up shortly, that we'll see them just doing both when those symptoms are very similar. But yeah, just don't dismiss it and think, oh, I just have a cold or it's just allergies or something, definitely, you know, want to keep on top of that.
Always worth a test, you bet. Not a problem.
Yes.
So again, Amy, recap again for us. It's free right now. We've got plenty of free vaccine, the flu vaccine for the seasonal flu. If you haven't gotten the shot yet, they should do what? Call first?
Yep, give us a call. The phone number is 712-250-8008, and that's my direct line. If I don't answer, leave me a message. I'll get back to you. But we, again, do 7 days a week, weekends by appointment only. But during the week, we're generally here. But if you have a time or a date that works the best for you, then definitely, you know, we can arrange that. So.
All right, very good. So make sure you get that important stuff taken care of here this season before we get too far along. Amy Anstey, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it and appreciate what good hard work you and all the rest of the health professionals are doing to keep us all safe.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Jim.